The upcoming election will undoubtedly have generational impact from local and state races to the White House. That's why the following special program, sponsored by Focus on the Family and featuring a conversation with Dr. Tony Evans, is so important. Dr. Evans has a new Focus on the Family book, Kingdom Citizen, which offers biblical insights to guide you in the coming election. Kingdom Citizen is available as just one of several helpful resources you can order today. Here with more is Don Crow.
Thanks, John. In writing to the Christians of his day in Philippi, the Apostle Paul reminded them that our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. In his challenging new book, Kingdom Citizen, Your Role in Rebuilding a Broken Nation, Dr. Tony Evans confronts the serious problems of today's American culture with fresh insight as to the God-ordained responsibilities of his church and the high cost of its failure to live here and now as true citizens of another world. Dr. Evans, thank you so much for writing such a clear analysis of where we are as a culture and as a church today, and why you put the greatest share of responsibility at the doorstep of we who name the name of Christ.
Well, because what people need to understand is that, there's a great verse in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, those verses. It says, Jesus Christ is the head of all things. But then it says, but he has been given to the church. So he's over everything. That's kingdom. But he's only been handed to one thing. And then it says, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So God has worked it out so that Jesus Christ, who is the head of the kingdom of operating on earth, has an army through which he works to infiltrate the culture. That army is the church. So when the army fails, then the enemy succeeds. And so our job, we would not have a racial problem in America today if we didn't have a history of a racial divide in the church. The church authorized it, legislated for it, endorsed it, and now we're reaping the repercussions of it, and it can only be fixed by the church. But God is not going to skip the church to fix that problem. He will work through the church when it gets its act together. He is waiting on us. So it is in understanding this legislative responsibility. Let me go a little deeper with that, because it's such a key idea. The Greek word for church is ekklesia. And the word ekklesia means called out ones, but that raises a question. Called out from what to what for what? Well, if you were living in Jesus's day and you heard somebody in the common Greek, Koine Greek of the day say ekklesia, your first thought in just as a citizen would be thinking about a legislative body. You'd be thinking about city council, or you'd be thinking about the school board, or you'd be thinking about Congress or Parliament if you were in England. Ecclesia was a legislative body. It's even used that way in Acts chapter 19, verse 38 to 40, of a legislative relationship, a court situation. So when Jesus uses that word, he chooses a word that had legal ramifications. That's why he talks about the gates of hell in Matthew 16, because gates were where the elders met to legislate for Israel, which is why he talks about a kingdom in verse 19. So here's the idea. The church's job is to legislate from heaven to history, from God to man, from eternity to time. We are God's legal entity that he works through. So when he sees we are legislating on earth as he is in heaven, the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven, then he endorses the legislation. America has embassies all around the world. An American embassy is a little bit of America a long way from home. All embassies are sovereign territory. They do not belong to the country they're in. They belong to the country they're from. Well, a church is supposed to be a little bit of heaven a long way from home. It's supposed to be where the laws of eternity are resident in this location in history.
What, by definition, is a kingdom citizen?
Well, a kingdom citizen can be defined as a visible verbal follower of Jesus Christ who consistently applies the principles of heaven to the concerns of a culture. A kingdom citizen is a citizen who has to live in two worlds. He has to live from a heavenly perspective of the kingdom of God with his feet firmly planted on the ground in the culture of men.
I'm talking again with Dr. Tony Evans, president of the Urban Alternative, author of a great new book, kingdom citizen, your role in rebuilding a broken nation. And if you'd like to order his book, go to kingdomcitizencollection.com. That's kingdomcitizencollection.com, or just text the word citizen to 771-771 on your mobile device. It's that easy. kingdomcitizencollection.com, or text the word citizen to 771-771 on your mobile device.
Hi, this is Jim Daly, president of Focus on the Family, and I am grateful for you listening to this program today with Dr. Tony Evans. I hope you can feel both of our passions for this country, the fact that we as Christians need to be engaged. The question is, why? So many people I'm talking to right now, believers, are saying, there's no answer in politics. And you know what? From a kingdom perspective, that may be true, but it doesn't allow us not to engage. We must be engaged so that biblical truth can have an expression in the public square, to be pro-life, to be pro-traditional marriage. These are important concepts, and we need to be there. To help you, we have put together the Kingdom Citizen Collection, which you can find at kingdomcitizencollection.com. It is packed full of value for you, including Dr. Tony Evans' book, Kingdom Citizen, along with an introductory subscription to Citizen Magazine, a CD or download of the Focus on the Family broadcast with Dr. Tony Evans entitled Why Christians Should Vote. Plus, your family's election activity kit, which helps each member of your family understand the biblical responsibility to vote. Get the Kingdom Citizen Collection. It's a $30 value that we want to make available for $19.99. Get it today at kingdomcitizencollection.com.
What does it mean to be a genuine follower of Jesus Christ today? And what is the church's responsibility to its culture in living out the gospel before a watching world? Further, who or what is responsible for the myriad of problems currently afflicting our nation? The deterioration of the family, the relentless assault on our unborn children, rampant crime and violence in our streets, the growing marginalization of the church itself. And the even greater question is all of this fixable, folks? Or has our great nation reached a point of no return? I'm talking with Dr. Tony Evans, president of the Urban Alternative, a brand new book that he has just released, Kingdom Citizen, Your Role in Rebuilding a Broken Nation. Couldn't be a better time for it. And as a matter of fact, Dr. Evans, I want to pick up on something you mentioned a little earlier about a convenient God. You said in the Old Testament, Israel wanted a convenient God, one they could control. They wanted a kingdom without a king. They wanted a figurehead with the trappings of kingship only. My question is, not only how true is this of our nation, but maybe more importantly, could it be said to be true of too many of our churches? We want a convenient God in our sanctuaries.
It's because we've wanted a convenient God in our sanctuaries that the nation is satisfied to have one. If we made God the God who is the true God, the culture would have to deal with him, and the culture would have to deal with us differently. We are basically been marginalized as an entity, as an institution. We've been placed on the sidelines except for a certain ceremonial purposes, because our God has been reduced, and we've allowed it. We've allowed it. God wouldn't have been removed from schools if Christians were having the dominant influence, or at least they would have had a greater war to do it, because our presence would be everywhere in the name of Jesus Christ, unapologetically. I mean, nobody else is apologizing for anything else. Why should we be apologizing for our faith and confidence in God and his regal son, the Lord Jesus Christ? So absolutely, we have contributed to this. And so God is now amorphous, and the God of the Bible has become less than the true God of the culture, because we have acquiesced to the culture and deified the culture without losing the name God.
In fact, you said yet far too many churches have been corrupted by civil religion. They have failed to distinguish the difference between partisan politics and God's kingdom. Elaborate on that important point.
Well, first of all, we have to understand that God is the consummate independent. He doesn't ride the back of donkeys or elephants. In Joshua chapter 5, Joshua sees this. He's doing reconnaissance around Jericho. This huge guy shows up dressed in battle array, and Joshua asks a provocative question. Whose side are you on? Are you on Jericho's side? You're on our side. The captain said, I don't think you got this straight. I'm neither on your side, nor am I on their side. I am captain of the Lord's army. I did not come to take sides. I come to take over. I'm not acquiesced. God, you know, there's no political party that holds God hostage. And so whether you are a Democrat or a Republican, when you come out of that voting booth, you only live for the values of the kingdom of God. Christians are not going to prioritize everything equally. They're not going to look at everything the same way, value everything to the same degree. But when you start with the Bible and not your political history, heritage, or even personal preference, and then you vote based on biblical principle, then that way you're starting with God and you're not starting because you've wrapped the Bible and God in the American flag. The Bible and God must sit over the American flag. It's not God and country as though they're equal. It's country under God. I think we say it, right? One nation underneath divine rule. Well, that just can't be a phrase. If it's going to be one nation under divine rule, the divine must rule.
One of the many encouraging sentences that I glean from this wonderful book you've written, we hold in the collective body of Christ not only the power, but also the capacity to put our country back on the path of ascendancy. I guess the question for a lot of us would be, let's do it, but how do we make it happen?
All right. Well, we are proposing a 3-point strategy. Our ministry is training people all across the country in this 3-point strategy for reclaiming a broken culture. Strategy number one, in the Bible, there was chaos. They called for a solemn assembly. A solemn assembly is a sacred gathering. That's what it means. And it was called because there was chaos. It was where you put aside food and other things of the cravings of the body because you had a desperate need in the spiritual realm. 2 Chronicles 7:14, my people call by my name, humble themselves and pray. It is crying out to God for his manifest reemergence into the culture. And so the first thing we've got to do is have a unified, solemn assembly. And when I say unified, I'm talking about unified. I'm talking about nationwide. I'm talking about the gathering of spiritual leaders and their congregations across cities, states, communities, districts who hold to the authority of the Bible and the integrity of the person and work of Jesus Christ. I'm talking about solid Christians who can fellowship with each other, even though they may not have membership with one another because of their distinctives or church polity or what have you. So there needs to be a solid assembly. Since we got a national problem, we need a national solemn assembly.
I know you're going to want to have Dr. Evans' new book, and it's available to you. It's included in a special package, the Kingdom Citizen Collection. You can order it right now at kingdomcitizencollection.com. That's kingdomcitizencollection.com. Or just order it on your mobile device. Text the word citizen to 771-771. Again, kingdomcitizencollection.com or on your mobile device. Text the word citizen to 771-771. Kerry Gordon Earle is Vice President of Social Policy with Focus on the Family and is working day to day along with so many others at Focus to effectively address the critical social needs and challenges of our nation, especially at times like this, and they're doing it in a number of ways. Kerry, maybe you could tell us about this exciting Kingdom Citizen Collection currently being offered to folks, maybe a bit about the wonderful content it offers, and also how it's going to be very useful to our listeners.
Well, this is an important election, Don, as you know, and I know we say every election is, but this is one we really hope that people will connect the dots between their role as a citizen of both the Kingdom of God and of the United States. And probably no one better to help us do that than Dr. Tony Evans. And I really like this book because it brings together both the Christian worldview and the strong sense of civic responsibility that we have as Americans. So this package will include the book. It will include 3 issues of Citizen Magazine, which we produce here in Public Policy, a digital and CD of a recent broadcast with Dr. Evans, and a downloadable kit that we have available on our website to help parents and grandparents train the next generation of citizens. So it really is a fully orbed package, if you will, to help bring application of not only a particular election, but the importance of being engaged voters into our families.
Whether you're a Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, Green, or none of the above, many of us agree that the 2016 elections now looming in front of us represent a watershed moment in our nation's life and history. And as followers of Christ and citizens of another kingdom than that of this world, we may have an even keener sense of that reality. We're talking with Dr. Tony Evans about his brand new book, Kingdom Citizen. And if you'd like to order his book, go to KingdomCitizenCollection.com. That's KingdomCitizenCollection.com. Or just text the word citizen to 771-771 on your mobile device. It's that easy. KingdomCitizenCollection.com or text the word citizen to 771-771 on your mobile device.
Hi, I'm Jim Daly, president of Focus on the Family, and I am frustrated with the political arena. One thing is for sure, we can't put our faith and our hope there, but we do need to put our attention there because government controls so many aspects of our lives. So we need to be engaged, and I so appreciate Dr. Tony Evans providing a biblical approach to involvement in the public square, why we should vote, in order to bring a biblical perspective to this arena. And I am grateful to Dr. Tony Evans for his new book, Kingdom Citizen, along with the broadcast that Focus has recorded with them. You can get those two things, plus an introductory subscription to our own Citizen Magazine, which will keep you informed about what's happening in this public policy arena. In addition to those wonderful resources, we'll also add your family's election activity kit to help each one of your family members understand the biblical importance of engaging in this area. I'm going to use it in my home with Trent and Troy, my two teenage boys, and I hope you'll use it in your home as well. So get this powerful resource at KingdomCitizenCollection.com.
I'm talking with Dr. Tony Evans, president of the Urban Alternative and author of a wonderful new book that is a must read. I can't say that too often. Kingdom Citizen. Dr. Evans, continue with the three things that you were just talking about that really would put our country back on the path of ascendancy and how we can help make that happen.
Well, we start with the unified solemn assembly. Now, the reason why this unity piece is so important is that Jesus prayed that they might be one and that God's glory might be revealed through their oneness. That is because of the nature of God. One God composed of three co-equal persons who are distinct in personality while one in essence. We call it the Trinity. God does not function in division. He doesn't even do that with a family. He says if a husband is divided from his wife, tell the husband don't pray. I'm not listening. 1 Peter 3:7. So God, because of his unified nature, will not function in illegitimate disunity. So there must be a unified gathering of God's people to the degree of the scope of the problem. The second thing that happens is that after that you come together in unity in the solemn assembly, there must be a retraining by the pulpit to the pew, creating disciples and not church members. We're not lacking for churches or church members. How can you have all these churches on all these corners with all these preachers and all these members and all these buildings and all these programs and all this money and still have all this mess? There's a dead monkey on the line somewhere. And that's because we're getting members and not creating disciples. The purpose of salvation is discipleship, bringing all of life under the rule of God, which is kingdom. So until churches are creating disciples, we are not creating the kind of soldiers that God can use. We're just creating folks who are good for heaven and no good for history. Good for eternity, but God can't do much with them in time. So that's the second thing. So we will have a plan, and we are training our leaders on the plan for crafting disciples beyond church members. Thirdly, for churches to do good works together in communities throughout the nation, so that people see that when we seek the welfare of the city in unison, because all this has to be done in unison, that they can see the benefit of the church to the well-being of their community. Because we have been written off to not be contributors to the well-being of the community. That's why we promote through our ministry the National Church Adopt the School Initiative. If you get all the churches in a community to adopt every public school and provide mentoring, tutoring, family support services, and life skills to those students, particularly the at-risk students, then you can, without creating anything new, address not only the kids, not only educational needs, But the families of those kids, because of the breakdown of the family, now God is becoming a father to the fatherless and a mother to the motherless, because you've now provided surrogate families for those students. And you address the family issue through the church. It can be easily done, simply done, and wisely done. And our church in Dallas has adopted 54 public schools, and we're providing that. We've trained thousands of church leaders across the country how to adopt schools in their community. Well, that's just one thing among many things that churches can do in unison. God says something interesting in Isaiah 58, the longest passage on fasting in the Bible. He says, you have a fast that I didn't ask for. He says, this is not the fast that I choose. They say, well, wait a minute, we're confused. We're giving up food. We're praying to you and you're not listening. And he says, no, and I'm not going to listen, because what you're doing and what I'm asking for is not the same thing. Well, what are you asking for that we're not doing? He says, you're talking to me, but you're not talking to each other. He says, you don't have compassion for the poor. You're being unjust in your wages. You are being divisive in your relationships. And then you come to me for a fast. You're wasting your time. Put it another way, if the vertical appeal to God doesn't match the horizontal reach to others, God will not hear our prayers. So you have illegitimate division. God won't listen to you calling upon him to fix your marriage, to fix your nation, to fix race relationships, because you're asking the unified God to be a part and parcel of your disunified people. So the social must get connected, as we started out, with the spiritual, so that God feels comfortable to answer our prayers.
Closing word, my friend, you give such encouragement when you remind us that the man of God, Nehemiah, fixed in 52 days what had been broken for 141 years. And you say that's a strategy for us. Take this last minute or so to elaborate on that.
Well, when God shows up, it doesn't take long. That's the bottom line. When he found a man who was committed to him, who called out in prayer, who even used the secular resources of a secular government, Persia, to help fund the rebuilding of the city of Jerusalem, and the walls and the walls being broken down was more than just a physical thing. It says there was injustice in the city, there was family breakdown in the city, there was economic deprivation in the city, wrong taxation in the city. So there were social ills because the walls were down. But when this man brought God back into the center of the culture, got with Ezra, church and state were on the same page. All of a sudden, in 52 days, what was being destructive for decades and decades and decades were healed. It's time, if Christ be not come, for the healing of America. It's time for the Church of Jesus Christ to lead the way. There's no time left for excuses. We've run out of time because too many people's lives are being lost, too much devastation in our communities, too much hate, too much discouragement, too many broken homes. It's time for us to get busy and let the kingdom of God express itself through the people of God, so that the glory of God is revealed through the advancement of the kingdom of God.
We've been talking with Dr. Tony Evans about his powerful new book, Kingdom Citizen, and we want you to know that it's available as part of a special package, the Kingdom Citizen Collection. You can order it right now at kingdomcitizencollection.com. Or on your mobile device, just text the word citizen to 771-771.
Hi, this is Jim Daly, president of Focus on the Family, and I would like to add an exclamation point to what you're hearing today from Dr. Tony Evans. These are helpful insights, and this is one of the strangest election cycles I can remember. But we as Christians have two choices, sit back or engage, and I don't see anywhere in Scripture where the Lord says to disengage with culture. We need to engage. And that's why I'm so grateful for the message Tony has shared and the new book Tony has written with Focus on the Family titled Kingdom Citizen. And we're all about informing you on the need to vote, not how to vote. But we have put together what I think is a wonderful resource for you called the Kingdom Citizen Collection. And you can get that at kingdomcitizencollection.com. And it includes Dr. Tony Evans' new book, Kingdom Citizen, and an introductory subscription to Focus's Citizen Magazine, along with a CD or download of the Focus on the Family broadcast with Dr. Evans entitled Why Christians Should Vote, plus your family's election activity kit, which I'm dying to share with Trent and Troy. But it's an interactive guide designed to prepare every member of your family to be the best citizens they can be. Get the Kingdom Citizen Collection, which is a $30 value for only $19.99. And to get it today, go to KingdomCitizenCollection.com.
Jim, you're right. This is an important season, and this collection of tools is a must for all Christian families. This entire Kingdom Citizen Collection, a $30 value, is available right now for just $19.99. And you can get it by going to KingdomCitizenCollection.com on the web. That's a $30 value for just $19.99 at KingdomCitizenCollection.com or text the word citizen to 771-771.